We are in full spring mode, and so are April showers in New Jersey. The kids just had spring break last week, and it was cloudy and rainy almost every day. It was pretty depressing. Two of the kids had golf camp, which was obviously outdoor, and it didn't get canceled, and I spent way too much money on it to not send them every day. I did keep them home on Wednesday because it was heavy rains with 40-mile-per-hour winds, and I couldn't even keep an umbrella up. But for those that went away, you really picked the best week. I had to stop looking at Facebook because I was seeing all the sunshine and the beaches, and the FOMO was real. And plus, we had a crazy earthquake on Friday, which doesn't happen in New Jersey, so that was crazy. But what I did do last week was get my kids to help with some of the decluttering. I might have incentivized them with some allowance, but I'm all for it. If you help around the house, get it in good shape, and help me declutter, I'm one happy mom. But it's not just about the decluttering. Spring is the perfect time to open up those windows and start getting the dust and cobwebs and all that stuff that you really don't get to in your weekly cleanings. And that is what today's episode is all about. How to tackle your spring cleaning as a busy working mom. But first, I wanted to let you know that I was able to open up a few more slots for my free discovery call. So if you went to book one and time wasn't available, you can go ahead and go check out my link below. And if you still don't see a time that works, email me and I'll try to find something for you. If you're new to the show, I do offer one-to-one coaching where I help you with time management and creating that work-life balance that every mom needs and deserves. I also offer free discovery calls that are shorties. You tell me where you're struggling, I tell you how I can help, and if we're a good fit, we could work together. You could check out the show notes for more details. Are you feeling overwhelmed, trying to juggle all the many hats you wear as a working mom? Do you want more quality time with your family without distraction of work, with time alone to take care of yourself and your needs? Welcome to Mom Wife Career Life. I'm Carrie, a wife, mom of three, and a recovering perfectionist. In this podcast, I will teach you how to create balance in your life by implementing healthy habits, organizing your home and your schedule, being intentional with your time and in your relationships, and most importantly, how to start putting your needs first because no one can pour from an empty cup. Grab that second cup of coffee, or if you're anything like me, your third. It's time to dive into today's episode of Mom Wife Career Life. We have so much to keep up with, especially this time of year. Spring sports and activities are in full swing. We're getting towards the end of the school year, so you have all those events, dances, parties, graduations, communions. It's like every weekend is booked up with something. And then if you live where you get all four seasons, you need to go through the transition of getting your house ready for spring and summer. Your outside went from a layer of snow to puddles everywhere, and soon we'll have that blanket of green that somehow doesn't wash away in the rain. And if you have allergies, this time of year is just brutal. Russ has really bad allergies and was actually managing them the past couple of years by going to a chiropractor, which was just amazing to see his transformation. But the past few weeks, he's just been getting hit so hard and we haven't even had that layer of green season yet. He can't even go outside when that starts happening. So the outside stuff really falls on me, but I kind of love it. I love planting my flowers, attempting to grow vegetables, which I have yet to be successful at, but I will not give up on it, and just expanding our living space to the outdoors. But where do you find the time to fit it all in? And that brings us to today's episode, how to tackle spring cleaning as a busy working mom. So get out those notebooks and that pen and get ready to do a spring refresh on your home quickly and efficiently. Number one, and this is pretty much where all time management starts with, time block and set a timer. At this point, you all should be planning out your week. And if you're not, then really start. So you're going to allocate a specific amount of time each day or each week for the spring cleaning tasks. Even just 15 to 30 minutes a day can make a significant difference over time. And you could do larger time blocks on the weekends because that's when we have more time. I made a little spring cleaning checklist that you could check out in my show notes. And if you do little bits every day, you could really bang out the spring cleaning list in no time. Number two, get yourself a cleaning caddy. If you don't already have one, get yourself one of those cleaning caddies with the handles and put all the supplies you need to tackle your spring cleaning right in there. You should have an all-purpose cleaner, a glass cleaner, wipes, microfiber cloths, paper towels if you use them, a small scrub brush, extra garbage bags. If vacuum bags are even still a thing, throw one in there too. You want to have everything you need in one easy-to-grab place so that you're not stopping what you're doing to go get something and then getting distracted by something else. Story of my life. And when I say in a multi-purpose cleaner, this really simplifies your cleaning routine by using one cleaner that can do multiple surfaces. Look for products that clean and disinfect in one step to save you a ton of time. My go-to is actually a Thieves Cleaner from Young Living Essential Oils. It comes in like a concentrate form, so you have to make your own. And you could just make it as potent as you want. So I have two different bottles. One is for regular cleaning and one is for more detailed, heavier, grimier cleaning. A simple homemade disinfectant spray is a half a cup of white vinegar, a half a cup of the Thieves Household Cleaner, half a tablespoon of dish soap, and then you could throw in a few drops of Thieves Essential Oils or whatever oil you have that you want to make your room smell like. Another go-to is utilize cleaning wipes. Keep disinfectant wipes or pre-moistened cleaning wipes on hand for easy cleaning of surfaces like countertops, appliances, your bathroom fixtures, any high touch points, light switches, door handles, cabinet handles. These are really convenient for doing that spot cleaning and really don't require additional supplies. I'm not huge on wipes. I use paper towels, but I do like to have the disinfectant wipes around, especially on my counter after I make a meal like chicken cutlets where I probably got raw eggs splattered on the counter or a piece of raw chicken might have touched the counter. My counters are like that granite, tan, brown, black mix, and everything just blends in. I've actually played a game with the kids, find the grain of rice on the counter, and it'll take them forever to find it because it literally camouflages everything. I have to go down to like eye level with my counter to make sure it's clean because no matter how much I scrub or wipe, I always miss a spot and don't even realize it until I go down to that eye level. We also just got a new fridge because our other fridge died, which our old fridge was an expensive fridge. It was only 10 years old and we had to replace it with, unfortunately, another really expensive fridge. Meanwhile, we have an extra fridge in the basement that's probably 30 plus years old and probably costs a fraction of what our new fridge costs and is still ticking. But this new fridge always has fingerprints and smudges on it and it drives me nuts every time I go in my kitchen, depending on how the sunlight's hitting it. It makes my eyes twitch. My friend mentioned to buy these wipes to keep it clean, but I can't imagine having to use that many wipes that many times a day, especially if you're environmental friendly. I know paper towels are wasteful, but at least they're paper and biodegradable. So do what works for you. Number three, focus on high traffic areas. Prioritize cleaning high traffic areas like your entryways, your kitchen counters, your bathroom surfaces. These areas tend to accumulate the most dust and grossness and will make the biggest impact when you clean them, especially when you declutter. My walls in these areas need some tender love and care too. My kids either kick off their shoes by the front door so the bottom of the walls are all marked, or they lean on the wall with their grimy hands to take off their shoes. So there's constant handprints and I'm constantly washing down the walls and the door frames. That's on my list too. And as you are cleaning and decluttering, see if there's anything you can add to the space to help keep it organized, like a paper tray to your counter, to keep all the random papers in one place and a place to drop your mail when you come in from the house. Number four, this is really, really important. Declutter as you go. Incorporate decluttering into your cleaning routine by taking a few minutes to just get rid of the clutter as you move through each room. Get rid of the items that you're no longer using and have a box for donating. I keep a box under my basement stairs pretty much at all times that I put stuff to donate in as I'm cleaning. If I see something that's no longer serving us, it goes in the box. And I do this a lot with that stuff that the kids bring in from either school or birthday parties, those little toys that they play with for like a minute and then they just sit around. They do not last long in my house. Number five, invest in time-saving tools. Besides the cleaning caddy, consider investing in some other time-saving tools like a handheld vacuum or dustbuster for quick pickups for crumbs and pet hair. One of the staples in our house is a mini broom and dustpan set that sits in the corner of my kitchen. I wish I had a better place for it, but I literally use it multiple times a day. I don't know how our floors get so much stuff on them, but I'm always sweeping, and it only takes a few minutes to go around and touch up the floors. You could also get one of those robotic vacuum cleaners that just bounces around the floors. I don't actually know anyone that has them, so I can't really speak to them, but I'm really all about anything that can help us maintain the house with minimal effort. Number six, break down those larger cleaning tasks into smaller, more manageable steps. For example, instead of tackling the entire kitchen at once, focus on cleaning one appliance or one section of the counter at a time. I know it's hard not to start and finish a room in one day, but if you break it down by specific tasks or a specific room, it really makes it a lot easier. Like if you do all the ceiling fans, that's something you can probably do in 15 minutes. We have four ceiling fans in our house. So it's just making sure that you have all the supplies, the ladder, whatever you're wiping them down with, probably a vacuum, and just go room by room and bang it out. Number seven, streamline your laundry routine. The never-ending laundry piles. And I really can't complain because my mom helps us out with the laundry, although I am trying to get the kids more involved in the laundry because they somehow have more laundry than actual clothes they wear in a week. So I'm hoping by making them help with the laundry, they will create less of it. But as a working mom, you need a laundry routine. Leaving laundry to one day a week is way too overwhelming. If you work from home for part of the week, take advantage of that. Throw a load in the morning, switch it out in between meetings. And when you take it out of the dryer, try not to just throw it in a basket. If you have the time to fold it then and there, that's great. But if you don't, take them out one at a time, just drape them over the basket or in the basket so that way they won't wrinkle that much. And then in the evenings, you can get your family to help you fold it while you're watching a TV show and add putting laundry away into their bedtime routines. You're basically simplifying your laundry routine by sorting clothes as you go, doing smaller, more frequent loads. And this can really help prevent that laundry from piling up and make it less of a chore. I know this one really isn't spring cleaning because laundry never goes away, but it's a pain point for most moms, so it was worth adding. Number 8, delegate and divide tasks. Get your family involved in the process. Divide and conquer that list. Assign age-appropriate chores to your children and try to partner with your spouse to tackle those larger cleaning projects together. Russ really can't help with the cleaning too much because of his terrible allergies, too much dust, and he is out for the count for the rest of the day. So I try to get him to help more with like moving stuff around. For bigger tasks, you can incentivize your older kids to help for allowance. I don't really give my kids weekly allowance. It's more when they ask for money, I make them do something to earn it. Most of the time, some of the time, half of the time. So last week when the kids were on spring break, I had some paperwork I needed to get organized. So I put Kaylee to work in sorting it so I could just file it. I also told the girls that I will not buy them another article of clothing until they do a closet clean out. So I'm hoping to get them on board with that closet clean out challenge. I'll let you know how that one goes. I know I have to help them out with it. They share a room, but they each have their own closet. So I'll have to do them on different days or else one, their room will look like a complete disaster, emptying out two closets at the same time. And two, they might end up killing each other. So wish me luck on that one. Number 9, maximize efficiency with zones. So this may sound like laziness, but I think of it more of efficiency. I actually have two sets of cleaning supplies. I leave a caddy in my upstairs bathroom that has all my bathroom and bedroom supplies. And we have a separate Swiffer for upstairs. And then I have cleaning supplies that are not really in a caddy, but under my kitchen and bathroom sink on the first floor that are my first floor cleaning supplies and a separate Swiffer for the first floor. It's just easier for me when I want to clean to not have to go up and down the stairs. Again, I warn that it might sound lazy, but I also have this very odd shaped house. It's in the shape of an L. So my bedroom and master bath are on one side of the L, and then the stairs to go down my first floor are on the other side of the L. So call it what you want, but it saves me time to have the two sets, and I have the room under my sinks to store it. So it's what works for me. It also goes back to the whole friction concept with your habits. The more friction you put between you and a task, the less likely you are to actually accomplish it. So I leave my supplies where they are in arm's reach when I need them. I really want to get a second vacuum for my second floor. I definitely don't vacuum as much as I should up here. I say up here because that's where my recording studio is, my recording studio, my desk, and my mic. But we do have hardwood floors everywhere, but the kids' rooms have wall-to-wall area rugs, and we have a large area rug in our room. And my girls have thick heads of hair that I'm beyond jealous of because I have like 3 strands of hair, but they shed and their hair is everywhere. So 2 vacuums would really make life a lot easier and my floor is cleaner. Number 10, set realistic expectations. Be realistic with yourself about what you can accomplish given the time constraints and everything on your plate. Focus on making incremental progress rather than striving for perfection, which I know is hard for my perfectionist mamas out there, but I really come to love the phrase action over perfection. Nothing is ever going to be perfect. Believe me, been there, done that, tried, failed. Especially when it comes to cleaning your house because it's not a one and done thing. You can only do what you can do in a given day. You can only do what you can do in a given time frame. So make a plan of what's most important to you, just like I made you do last week. What bothers you the most in your house? What needs the most attention? What will make the biggest impact? And focus your attention there and come up with a plan to maintain it. And be realistic with the time that you have. Number 11, maintain it. Maintaining a clean and organized house is the hardest part. But in order to maintain a clean and tidy house, you really need to declutter the space first and come up with a way to organize it so that everything has a home. If everything has a home, then it's easier for your family to help keep you maintained because You could teach them where things go so they know where to put them when you say, clean up, put it away. And it comes down to routines. Get your family into the routine of tidying up a room before they leave it. Consistency is key. When they leave the living room, get them to fold up the blanket and put it away. This is what I'm working on. After dinner, get them to help you get the kitchen back in order. And that is something that they could start doing when they're a toddler. Get them to help you load the dishwasher, wipe down the counter. They may not do the best job, but it's about getting them in the habit of doing it. And again, consistency is key. We had the kids doing the entire cleanup after dinner, clearing the table, putting away the food, washing the dishes, wiping down the counter and the table. And then the evenings got busy with activities and we reverted back to the adults doing it until we realized that the kids were doing nothing around the house again. And then it's retraining them to help. And you really are doing them a disservice by doing all the housework. One, it's just more on your plate. And two, they need to be able to be self-sufficient. Ashley is going away to college in 2 years, and there will be no mom or granny around to help her cook meals, clean a room, wash her laundry. These are life skills that your kids are going to need. So teach them, and hear me now, teach them young. The longer you wait to get them involved, the harder it is to get them to do things. Number 12, yep, I'm saying it. Outsource it if you can. Outsource the whole spring cleaning and the maintenance. If you have the money, get a reputable company or local cleaning person to give you a price and just do it all for you. Have them come in, show them my list and say, I want all this. You can even add to it if you want, if there's something I might have missed or something that you want to get more detailed in. Maybe you let your kids eat on the couch and you want to make sure that you're vacuuming the couch and pulling it out and vacuuming under it. But be specific so that you're happy with the end result and don't assume that they know what you want cleaned. Yes, they're a cleaning company and they should know what to clean, but not all companies clean the furniture. Not all companies pull apart your couch or remove your furniture. I've shared before that I stopped outsourcing because I've tried a couple of people and they were great in the beginning and then started cutting corners, like cleaning the floor where the toilet bowl meets the tiles. And that's probably one of the grossest places in the bathroom and the last place I want to clean. But I am going back to getting a cleaning person because I just really want that time back on the weekends. Even if I have to clean a little bit when they're done, it still saves me hours of my time, which these days has been very hard to come by. Well, I hope you found this episode helpful and remember to check out my spring cleaning checklist in the show notes. By implementing these easy spring cleaning hacks, you can really efficiently refresh your home and hopefully maintain a clean and organized house without sacrificing too much of your precious time with your family too. If you have any cleaning tips or products that you love to share, I'd love to hear it. Head on over to our Facebook community, Work-Life Balance for Working Moms, and tell us all about it. Sending you so much love and light until next time on Mom Wife Career Life with Carrie Pat.
Before you go, if you found this podcast helpful, I would be so grateful if you would take a minute, go on over to iTunes, and leave me a review. If you have other stressed out mamas in your life that you feel this podcast could help, take a screenshot of this episode, post it in your Instagram stories and tag me, and let them know that they are not alone and they can create balance in their life too. If there's a topic you'd like me to cover or you just want to connect, DM me on Instagram at mom.wife.career.life or come on over and hang out with us in our Facebook community. Sending you so much love and light until next time on Mom Career Life with Carrie Pat.